This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As Kimberly Adams was telling us up at the top of the program, there are policy machinations aplenty going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Among them, what Congress might or might not be able to get done on DACA. We are going to look at the immigration economy from another angle right now, our food supply and how it would break down without immigrant labor. Marketplace's Rima Kreis took a trip out to small-town Nebraska a couple of weeks ago. Cattle country, right in the heart of the meat processing and packing industry, a slice of this economy that runs on immigrant labor in a state with one of the tightest labor markets in the country. Here's Rima.
Chuck Fulkin isn't much of a coffee guy. He starts the day with a large mug of orange soda.
Tastes good. Keeps me up. Gets me going.
Gets him going to the feedlot. Fulkin, a big, burly guy with a graying mustache, has been working the family farm since he was a boy.
I am the third generation that's been on this farm. I grew up here and lived here my whole life.
Here is Lee, Nebraska, where there are more cattle than people. Fulkin's 450-acre farm is home to more than 8,000 crossbred heifers and steers. They've been shipped from ranches all over the country for one reason: to be fattened up. Cattle spend about 6 months here, heads down, in the feeding trough. And once they're big enough, they're sent to the slaughterhouse.
Oh, an optimum weight is about 1350.
Anything more? Too much.
Bigger carcass, bigger steaks. Nobody wants a ribeye steak the size of your plate.
Fulkin isn't just feeding cattle. His family farms hundreds of acres of corn and alfalfa to make the feed. The business brings in more than $4 million a year. And to run it, Fulkin needs workers who can wrangle cattle on horseback, spot the early signs of pneumonia, operate heavy machinery.
That tractor right there is a $150,000 tractor, and he's pulling a manure spreader that costs $75,000.
Fulkin has long relied on a group of highly skilled immigrants to help work the farm. Now, he voted for Donald Trump for president.
And I support him strongly. But I disagree with everybody in Washington right now on this immigration policy.
He says states like Nebraska couldn't produce the billions of dollars in food they do now without immigrant labor. And he says
agriculture needs to have a skilled worker status. Maybe it doesn't take college education, but it still takes skill. I think we're being left out and left short.
Without that status, it's harder for ag workers to get priority when it comes to visas. As we talk, Fulkin's crew loads hundreds of cattle onto a semi for the 30-mile trip to the Cargill Meat Processing Plant in Schuyler. The plant turns out nearly a million tons of steak, ribs, burger, and other beef products a year. It's a crucial link in the food supply chain, one that also depends on immigrants, who make up more than a third of meat processing workers in the U.S. When we arrive at Cargill, shifts are changing. Hundreds of workers, many of them from countries like Mexico, Guatemala, and Somalia, move through the metal turnstiles. Some head quickly to a small white trailer, not far from the kill floor and the production line.
So I'm going to read the word. You guys repeat for me, please. Traffic.
Traffic.
Children.
Children.
Bucket.
About 10 workers are sitting in what looks like a kindergarten classroom, right down to the alphabet letters on the wall. They're learning English at Cargill's Community Learning Center. One of the most eager students is 45-year-old Maluka Becker, a refugee from Ethiopia. She's just come off her shift.
My job is tip tail and trimming.
8 hours a day, she's on her feet trimming the tails off cattle. How many?
I don't know, more than 2,000 maybe. 2,500.
When Becker came to this country in 2005, she looked for jobs at Walmart and other retail stores, but no luck. So she went to work at a meat processing plant. Cargill is her third plant job. She makes around $600 a week. Her husband works the night shift at Cargill, and she jokes the only time they see each other is in bed. Still,
Nebraska is good, and we have good life. We work. It's a hard job, but we have good life.
Keeping workers in those hard jobs is one reason Cargill funded the center where Becker is studying English. It also offers GED and citizenship prep courses.
Let's work together to put these in alphabetical order.
But Becker is here because she's set her sights beyond Cargill. She wants to improve her English so she can go back to school and someday get a better job in tech, away from the kill floor and the smell of blood. In Schuyler, Nebraska, I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.